You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Our stories form the backbone of society. Stories allow us to see the world through others' eyes and offer ways to share culture, values, and traditions. They are also just a great way to escape. The SAC Black Lit Book Festival will celebrate some of those stories and the people who tell them this Saturday in Oak Park. Cassandra Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, which is hosting the free event at Underground Books and the Guild Theater. She's here today along with author and publisher Cheryl Lister to preview this weekend's festival. Welcome to you both. What a treat.
Thank you.
Well, Cassandra, I want to start with you. When did this book festival come about?
Well, you know, we used to have a whole week of book festivals back in the day before COVID. And then afterwards, we sort of it slipped off. And then certainly with the passing of Mother Rose, who was the icon in Oak Park and Underground Books and the ambassador and owner, we wanted to bring it back. And no better time now than when books are in question, when sometimes books are being banned, our history is being confused. We have a rich history and a rich volume of people who are writing great things that inspire us. So we said it's time to get it back, and we're excited to have it back in Oak Park.
How does a festival like this, even a bookstore like Underground Books, fit within St. Hope's mission?
Right. Well, you know, our mission has always been to uplift the community, to revitalize the community, and to bring hope, wealth, and prosperity. And one way we can do that is certainly Oak Park has been absent of a library forever, so we become the literary hub, not only for people in that community, but to share and that people can explore from anywhere from children to grown adults. And so this festival really just helps us to fulfill that mission to really support Black voices who are not often have the platform to show theirs, and then also to bring some exciting national figures in to inspire us as well.
So how did you go about deciding your lineup for the one-day event?
Well, that was always tough, but we knew we had to have some local sort of giants right here to share, because not only are we sharing it, but they are shared across the country. So we want to really appreciate them. But then we also wanted to tie it into things that could relate and uplift people. So we have one individual who's going to be talking about in his book, and it's nationally known, about incarceration to freedom, because that's the journey that some of us have experienced or want to know how they came out of it. And then obviously we're tying it to the education as well, because we're going to have the university and Sac State and UC Davis represented,
right?
Because reading is all about education. It's about learning. It's sort of the key. And then finally, we're going to have a big sort of actress, book writer, and to tell her story. So we wanted to make sure that we touched every aspect and really encourage writers, readers, and future readers to really get into books.
And future writers, too.
Yes, yes.
Inspire the next generation. Well, one of the featured authors is here with us today, Cheryl Lister. You've written more than 20 novels and novellas. How did you initially get into writing?
I have 42.
42?
42.
Excuse me.
I've always loved writing. So as a kid, you would find me either reading a book or writing a story. And so I always like to tell this funny story, is that my very first creative story was actually almost got me kicked out of school at 12 years old because my teacher thought I plagiarized it, because she said no 12-year-old can write this kind of book. And because I was an avid reader, I could write that story. And so that's just how I started. But then, you know, life kicks in, you grow up, you put that aside, those dreams, because when I was growing up, they did not have books that features, particularly like romance or positive books that featured characters who looked like me. And then when I became an adult, I found these books, and, you know, I think I was watching a movie and happened to see, and it says based on the book by Francis Ray, and it was called Incognito. Me, back then it was dial-up, so nobody could call in because I was on there finding all of the books. And it just kind of, you know, then again, life, you get married, you get a job, you get kids, and then, you know, you tell these stories for 20-something years, and my mom kept saying, girl, stop telling me these stories and write the book. And I did write the book. Unfortunately, I didn't get it done before she passed away, but I know that she's still watching. So my first was with Harlequin. I started with Harlequin Romance, and I was called what is called a hybrid author. So I independently publish some of my own books, and I also write for major publishers.
Yeah, and not only did you write one book, but 42 books.
Yes.
So you really took it and ran with it. Where'd you get your inspiration from?
I think everywhere. Conversations, people watching, just, if I'm watching something, if I happen to see something on the news, you know, because I have one book where I happen to see where this man had lost his hearing, he had never heard his daughter. And I was like, what if I have a hero who loses his hearing? How will he cope? Will he get it back? Will he get some of it back? So things like that just...
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you also have self-published
right.
some of your books. You're mm-hmm. also a publisher. When did that start to take shape during your writing career to actually get into the publishing world?
Well, actually, independently, it's relatively simpler to do it because it's your own work, but you incur all the costs for cover, editing, everything. Whereas like when you're with a publisher, a major publisher, they do all of that for you. You don't have to worry about finding somebody. So you're having to pick out who's going to be your developmental editor if you need that for plot holes. If you need someone who's going to be like your copy editor or just someone who's going to just check your little final errors. You have to do all of that. You got to find somebody to make your cover. Covers are important. But I have a phenomenal agent. And so when my second book came out, people are always asking me, what about so-and-so? What about this character? They always want the side characters. And so I asked her, I'm like, do I have to get permission to write my side characters? She goes, oh, no, you can write them yourself. What do you want to do? When do you want to come out? I was like, I was just asking. And so my first self-pub book came out, I think, after my second book.
Yeah. So it seems like that gave you a lot of independence.
It does.
And creative control.
It does.
When you're going to be at this event on Saturday talking to not only authors, but readers, aspiring writers, what do you hope to get across to them that really at any point in your life you can become a writer and to get that confidence to really go for it?
I think if you want to be a writer, you have to write. Simple as that. You have to write because I can tell you life does not play by our rules. There's never going to be a perfect time when you can set aside, okay, now I'm going to write. You have to do it in the midst of, I always say, do it scared. Do it even if you're fighting insecurities. Do it anyway, because if that's your passion, you're going to find a way to get it done.
Cassandra, what stands out to you about Cheryl's writing?
Well, I was fortunate to go to one of her author talks, and I think it's so genuine. And they just come to life. Near the romances, the last one, and I went to the author. I'm like, so are there children in it, or what's this? And I just like the authenticity and the really connection that she makes with family. And as she says, that at the end of the day, it's positive. And I don't think we get enough of those. And the fact that she's wrote 42 books. I think that she knows what she's doing, and that's why it's just really great to have her on the panel so that others can get inspired, because everybody's journey is different, but they got to stay on the course and look where she is now. And I will say that I learned even in her author talks, and that's why these different kinds of sessions are so important, that she has some national notoriety in participating in these big events all across the country. And so we have those jewels right here, and we want more of them to shine.
Yeah. Sacramento has actually been in your books as
it
well.
Has, yes,
in one
I
of
do.
Your
I
series.
Have, I have an entire series that is My Hunters of Sacramento.
So is Sacramento just a backdrop, or does it kind of take on a character of its own when you're writing, giving that kind of sense of place for the reader? How do you accomplish that?
It's probably more of a backdrop, but if you live here, you'll say, I remember that place. I went here. So if I'm in Sacramento, we are in Napa, we may be in the Bay Area, we may be at Yoshi's because I love music, and so I'm always at Yoshi's. So you're going to see music in Yoshi's. You will see it all up and down, or you'll see Lake Tahoe because we go there too because everything is in the vicinity. So I love to just showcase where you can come here and find all these little jewels and gems.
Writing what you know.
Yes, exactly.
And what you enjoy and what you love, right?
Exactly. So I've done L.A. because I actually grew up in Los Angeles. So I have a series that's all of Los Angeles too. So they're just wherever.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the SAC Black Lit Book Fest, which is scheduled this Saturday in Oak Park. Cassandra Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, which is putting on the free event. Cheryl Lister is one of the authors participating. So, Cassandra, you mentioned that, you know, having a lot of positive books out there featuring not only Black characters, but Black writers, even Black publishers. Cheryl, you mentioned this too. I mean, they're hard to come by. Why do you think that is? I mean, Cheryl, you walk in this world, you work to get your books published. What are the challenges that you encounter and the obstacles?
I think when some of the challenges are always because our books are always seen as other and not necessarily mainstream. So when we write a romance, my romance may feature, you know, a CEO and secretary. The characters just happened to be Black. So we get publishers that, oh, we don't know how to market this. You don't know how to market a romance that features a boss-employee relationship. You do it all the time. But because our characters are Black, then it becomes, well, we don't know how to market it. We'll just market it the same way you market. It's a romance featuring a workplace romance. Just market it as that. And so I think that tends to be a challenge. So we don't always get in the door, too. So, you know, we have all of the big publishers, and I've been extremely blessed to be able to get in that door. And so whatever I find out there, I'm more than willing to pass it along to those coming behind me so they can also have that same opportunity to get in that door.
Yeah, and that's why festivals like this also are important, to get, you know, a group of like-minded people together, to have a panel for Cheryl to share her experiences so people can have maybe better opportunities, be better prepared at navigating this. Mm-hmm. Cassandra, when did you become aware of this and wanting to include this in your literature festival?
Well, we have certainly been supporting reading and books and authors for the last over 20 years when we first opened the Underground Books. And as we get books, as we meet authors, as we interact with other bookstore owners, particularly Black bookstore owners, we see the challenges that they have. And one is support, and one is exposure and opportunity. And that's why that panel that Cheryl's going to be on, that we entitled Writing While Black, Publishing Platforms and Power. And it really just gives practical tips to aspiring authors, and then really gets to some of the industry insights that really will provide exposure. It's not that their books aren't good, it's that they're not on the same platforms to be. And then we want to also bring in some that have made it to the platforms, the Oprah's list or bestseller list, so that we can show that it's part of a journey and that you just got to stay on it. We really believe in that readers are leaders, and then certainly the writers set the opportunity for people to explore and read.
Finally, who is this book festival for? Who do you want to show up on Saturday?
It's for everybody. It's for aspiring authors. It's for book lovers. It's for readers. It's people who want to be challenged or to know more and to meet some exciting people. Again, I'm going to say that we do have Victoria Roel, who was on The Young and the Restless, and she wrote a book, and she came through the foster system, and she talks about a journey. So this should touch many of us in understanding. And of course, Dr. Wood from Sac State, as well as Chancellor May, they will be talking about the importance of reading and then reaching out to young people, faculty, teachers, parents, students. It's available for all of us who want to just elevate our thinking, explore opportunities, and support some great literature.
It's going to be a great time. Cassandra and Cheryl, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Cassandra Jennings, Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, and Cheryl Lister is an author and a publisher. We've been talking about the SAC Black Lit Book Festival, which is scheduled this Saturday in Oak Park and is free to the public. We have more information on our Insight page. Still ahead, California is home to many species and ecosystems, but many are threatened by habitat loss and climate change. We'll get an update on how the state is protecting and celebrating its biodiversity. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.